read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all of you friends out there, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf, the team that loves books. So how are you doing today? How many books have you been reading? Today we want to introduce to you a book about Ashura. Ashura is one of the most significant events in the history of Islam. It revealed the reality behind the usurpers of caliphate. It revealed the truth. Ashura didn't finish on that day. Oh no, for it lives and lives eternally in the heart of every believer and every truth seeker. Ashura produced meaning, identity. It produced a passion that remains ever kindled in our hearts. Ashura produced many heroes. Ashura produced Zainab bint Ali. Sayyida Zainab was the daughter of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima. She was the sister of Imam al-Hasan and Hussein. She witnessed the event of Ashura, and she was taken captive to Kufa and Damascus after the event. She was the one who took care of the caravan Imam Hussein left behind. Also, she was the one who made the heroic speeches that have outlived all her enemies to this day. They say the message of Ashura disseminated due to Zainab bint Ali. Zainab means a scenic tree with a beautiful fragrance. It also means the adornment of her father. Both meanings she truly deserves. She was famous for her knowledge, eloquence, worship, hijab, modesty, patience, and resistance, all of which can be clearly discovered in the days leading to and following Ashura. Today I want to introduce to you a book about Lady Zainab. I have this red piece of book in my hand right now. It's called The Victory of Truth, Zainab bint Ali, and it's been written by Mona Ha'iri and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. The book comes in 57 pages, and the contents are an introduction, angelic appellation, growing up in Medina, womanhood, assassination, rendezvous with fate, Karbala, sacrifice in Karbala, eloquent defiance in Kufa, the victory of truth, Damascus, return to Medina, an epilogue, and a ziyarah.
در حریم قدس محرم زینب است در حریم قدس محرم زینب است معنی عشق مجسم زینب است ناخدای کشتی غم زینب است آن که بر غم هست فاطم زینب است آن که بر غم هست.
IRIB English Radio Broadcasting from Iran welcomes you back to Bookshelf. The book that I want to introduce to you today is called Zainab bint Ali, and it's been written by Mona Ha'iri. Now, I've chosen to read page 32 of this book, which is in fact one of her sermons. This is the moment when Lady Zainab and the leftovers of Imam Hussein's caravan are taken to Kufa in celebration of victory. So Lady Zainab is defeated here, and her enemies are coming in as the victorious. Festively dressed and in anticipation of joyful celebrations, the people poured into the streets and marketplace, and the music of victory was heard as the captives arrived. But there were a few who guessed the truth, and they looked on with downcast eyes. One woman, on recognizing Zainab and her retinue of unveiled women, ran into her house and brought them all head covers and sheets with which to cover their bodies. But they were not allowed to preserve their modesty, and the enemy guards snatched them away. When Zainab saw some of the men and the women who had realized what had really happened, weeping and wailing, "Praise be to Allah and blessing be on my grandfather Muhammad and his purified and chosen progeny. So now, O people who deceive, forsake, and contrive, it is you who weep. May Allah not stop your tears, and may your chests burn incessantly with the fire of grief and sorrow. Your example is that of a woman who assiduously prepares a strong rope and then untwines it herself, wasting her own hard labor. You swear such false oaths which bear no truthfulness at all. Beware that you have nothing except vain talk, false pride, mischief, malice, evil, rancor, falsehood. Beware that your position is that of slave maids and purchase girls who are but the meanest beings. Your hearts are full of enmity and rancor. You are like the vegetation that grows on filthy soil and is yet green, or like the mortar applied onto graves. You should know that you have perpetrated a very morbid deed and that have prepared evil provision for your next life, because of which Allah's anger is against you and His wrath will fall upon you. Now you are crying aloud and wailing over my brother. Yes, cry, because it behoves you to cry. Yes, weep profusely and laugh less, because you have earned the shame of killing the Imam of the age.
Ayub's patience is so great. Zainab's patience is greater, greater than Prophet Yaqub's. Zainab's life was much harder, harder than the Mount Yathbul. Zainab's heart is much stronger. She's the daughter of Haider. Zainab, how can we forget?
You're back with Bookshelf broadcasting on IRIB English Radio from the Islamic Republic of Iran. We were busy reading the book Zainab bint Ali, and it's been written by Mona Ha'iri and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. The stain of his blood is now on your clothes and you cannot remove it, nor can you secure acquittal from the charge of killing the son of the last Prophet of Allah, the chief of the youths in paradise. You have killed a person who was your support, the knower of the Sunnah, and the ultimate arbitrator at the time of your mutual disputations. He was the basis of your talks and actions. He was your place of refuge in the event of hardship. Know that you have been guilty of the most heinous crimes in the world and have prepared the worst provision for the day of judgment. Curses be upon you and may destruction overtake you. Your efforts have gone wasted and you have been ruined. You have transacted a losing trade. You have become the victim of Allah's wrath and have fallen into ignominy and degradation. O people of Kufa, woe upon you. Do you realize which piece of Muhammad's heart you have severed, which pledge you have broken, whose blood you have shed, and whose honor you have desecrated? You have certainly committed such a crime because of which the sky may fall down on the earth may crack, and mountains crumble to pieces. By killing your Imam, you have committed a singularly evil act of rebellious behavior and heedlessness towards dignity. In view of all these acts, would you wonder if blood should rain down from the sky? In any case, you should mind that the chastisement of the next world will be severe. At that juncture, there will be no one to help you. Do not regard the time and opportunity given you by Allah as small and unimportant, and do not be satisfied with it, because if Allah is not quick in acting, it does not apply that He is unable. If you miss this program, you don't have to worry. The book is called The Victory of Truth, Zainab bint Ali by Mona Ha'iri, and it's been published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. If you miss the program, you can always download it from our archive and also send us your feedback and opinions. Thank you for being with us until next week and another program from IRIB English Radio and Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, هر سو زند حجم دشمن، با این همه من پاس با نیکی توانم. لای 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 از غم.